Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 43. So let's go back to our fundamental scripture. I believe that you are learning this scripture by this time. You should be saying it offhand. So Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we've been looking at the power of the word, that the word of God is divine revelation about what? Divine revelation of how creation came into being, how the man was created, who the man is, what the man, first man, did to put all of us in this predicament of sin. He committed high treason. I have done that in the previous episode. Please go back to it. So I said that second thing that happened when he committed the high treason, when man disobeyed God, was that he was imparted with Satan's nature. He was separated. His spirit was separated from God in the garden. Spiritual death happened in the garden. It will take years, 900 years, before Adam will experience physical death. And of course, when Adam died, where did he go? He had the nature of the devil. He could go nowhere about this Satan's house. He could go nowhere. Nowhere but Satan's house. So when a man is separated from God, that is spiritual death. Then he dies physically. That is physical death, where his body is separated from his spirit and soul. Then eternal death happens. That is, he has to go where all dead people go. When I say dead, because you can see that when Adam died, he even argued with God. So dead people can argue with God. There's some people like Voltaire who will say that there is no God, who make fun of God. And then when it's time for them to die, they will now say, "Oh God, if there is a God, have mercy on my soul, if I have a soul." Oh no, it's so sad. So when a man who is spiritually dead, I mean, you cannot hide this. How can you be? You are the seed of mango in you, and then you wear the dress of an apple, or wear the dress of potatoes. And in this world, you can deceive everybody. People can say, "Oh, you're religious, you're going to church, oh, this is a good man." But inside of you. So when you die, what is inside of you is what will claim you. What is inside of you is what will claim you. It's not any pasta. It's not any incantation. It's not any water, oil, or, and those things are nothing. It is what is inside of you. What do you have? Do you have the nature of Satan in you? Or you are born again, and therefore you have the life of God in you? What is it that is living in you? That is what will determine where you will go. There is no doubt about that. You can deceive men on earth and can appear to be pious. Or, I mean, I'm not bad. I go to church sometimes. But what is church? What is the Bible? It's not a man who wrote it. Or you can do all those things. I say to people that I was brought up in a godless way. Very, 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 very godless. My parents never took my hand and took me to Sunday school, church. Never had that opportunity. Never, never, never. Because they themselves, my mother was going through a period of time where she said, what's the use of church? Because where she was going, the pastor himself was a dead man preaching. So dead men, as I said, dead men preach, dead men wear bishopric clothes, dead men can wear archbishop's clothes, dead men can fly planes, dead men can do everything, can even argue with God. Adam, after he died, began to argue with God and said, "Adam, where are you?" Say, "It's not me, oh, I'm not the one who disobeyed you. It's the woman who gave it to me." And the woman, "Oh, it's not me, oh, it's the serpent." Dead men were arguing with God. Dead men can really argue with God. Right, thesis why there is no God. They are dead men. Dead men. And when they die, what is inside them is what will direct them to where they will be, where they will go. And so when Adam sinned, I said, he brought the whole creation into a place of death, where the whole creation and these children, the children you give birth to, will also have that nature, separated the whole creation from God. And that is what Adam did. So in the next episode, I will go to the third point, which is that he gave Satan universal dominion over God's creation. Now go to the fourth and the fifth. And then we'll be almost done for this point. Then we will now go into what scripture is. Oh, you will love it. You will just love it. So keep listening. You have over 4,000 minutes in a day. And you are just giving God 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. When I go over, then it's a six. You are so blessed. Bye.